Madam Chair, Zimbabwe calls for strengthened international protection of people of concern to UNHCR in Africa. We also call for positive engagement with refugee hosting countries like my own, as we collectively seek to strengthen international protection of refugees and asylum seekers in line with the provisions of the Global Compact on Refugees. Madam Chair, Zimbabwe supports the submission by the High Commissioner that the international community should continue to seek durable solutions in light of the increasing numbers of refugees and displaced persons. Furthermore, Zimbabwe supports the High Commissioner's idea of renewing for another 5 years the organization's strategic directions, which were first launched in 2017. Strategic directions are still very relevant to the pursuit of durable solutions and are in sync with the objectives of the Global Compact on Refugees. In this regard, Zimbabwe expects the linkages between the strategic directions and the Global Compact on Refugees to be examined at the first high-level officials meeting of the Global Refugee Forum, scheduled to take place in December this year. Madam Chair, Zimbabwe reaffirms its commitment towards the implementation and fulfillment of its international obligations in safeguarding human welfare and the protection of refugees and asylum seekers. In this regard, refugees and asylum seekers in Zimbabwe have been included in the national COVID-19 vaccination program, and I am happy to report that to date, almost 30% of the eligible age groups of those accommodated at Tongogara refugee camp have been inoculated. Furthermore, the government of Zimbabwe continues to promote self-reliance amongst refugees. For instance, the government has recently partnered with the Office of the UNHCR and the African Development Bank to double the irrigation hectareage of the agricultural project at Tongogara refugee camp in our country. Some 435 families will benefit from the expanded irrigation project. This self-reliance project for refugees is part of the program for vulnerable populations under our National Development Strategy, NDS-1, covering the period 2021 to 2025. My government is also promoting climate change awareness and the protection of the environment among refugees. To this end, the government, in collaboration with World Food Programme, is in the process of establishing a pilot project in hydroponics at Tongogara refugee camp. Madam Chair, Zimbabwe is scheduled to host a Southern African regional symposium on climate change and forced displacement. Since this regional symposium will take place shortly after COP26, we expect the outcomes of the Glasgow meeting will provide guidance for our own discussions at regional level, as forced displacement is an integral part of the global climate change discourse. The regional symposium will afford regional players, the Office of UNHCR and other UN agencies, an opportunity to put in place mechanisms to respond to and mitigate the impact of natural disasters that result in large forced displacements. As I conclude, Madam Chair, allow me to express the appreciation of my government for the assistance rendered by the international community in general and by the Office of the UNHCR in particular in helping us to deliver upon our refugee protection responsibilities. I thank you.